Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I want to do a show tonight on award ceremonies. You know, those big live productions, the Emmys, the Academy Awards, the whatever award. And I think it's interesting because so many people either love it, hate it, don't care. But it is kind of funny how some people have really deep-seated opinions when it comes to big-time award ceremonies. And I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to understand what that means. So I'm pondering tonight, what does it say about you if you like, you dislike, or you don't care at all about big award ceremonies on TV, something like the Academy Awards? What does it say about you? What is your feeling about the Oscars or the Academies or the Country Music Awards say about you as a person? And I really want to get down to the bottom of it, because I think if you really start looking inside of yourself, you'll realize that you're either complete and utter just awesomeness, loving those awards, or you just can't stand them, or you don't care. It says a lot about your actual personality. So we're going to be discovering that a lot tonight. We're going to go through the likes, the dislikes, and the don't care, and what it means about you. So, you know, when you think about it, when people really do like these award ceremonies on TV, they have to like them because they like either film or television or some sort of artwork or music, right? It's something about the medium that they like because they want to actually see a ceremony, award ceremony, about giving awards to people that are doing that stuff. And I find that interesting because it's true. You have to actually like the subject matter of whatever you're watching, meaning if you're watching the Academy Awards, you have to have a thing about film or art direction or even the costumes, for Christ's sakes. It's got to be something that you totally like. But I find one of the other things that goes hand in hand with any type of award ceremony, including the Academy Awards, is what? The pomp and circumstance. Pomp and circumstance is a big deal. Some people really love pomp and circumstance, and other people can't stand it. But if you like it, you like the red carpet, you like the pre-interviews, you like looking at what people are wearing and what they're saying, and you kind of get into that whole revelry, and you kind of find yourself in the middle of that. And a little bit of its imagery, too, you know, when we're watching something like that, you know, you kind of begin to put yourself there, and what if I was talking to them or wearing that outfit or, you know, walking down the red carpet, and just how would that be in that interview and sitting there waiting if I was going to get an award, and how does that feel? And I think that you begin to kind of place yourself in those positions when you like to watch certain things like this. You know, I think also you got to like some of the players involved. I think that's part of it too. I mean, like anything in life, you know, you don't go places with a group of people that you can't stand. I mean, you got to like somebody. And I think in this case, you know, some of you actually might know some of the folks up there. You might be personal friends with some of the people getting awards. You might actually hang out with them in your spare time. Some of you might not be that way, but you actually respect what they do, or you respect their craft, and because of that, you like to watch it. You know, some of us just kind of see ourselves as maybe being similar to that person. Perhaps we have some certain similarities to an actor, actress, or singer, songwriter, producer, director that connects with our core. Perhaps we begin to kind of visualize us being there. But also, it could even be a step further. You could actually genuinely care that people win awards for doing the craft and being as they are. And that's a very interesting place to be. To actually care that that person wins. You know, you see the music shows, the Grammys and what have you, and you have Adele or you have Beyonce or whoever you have, and some of you might really be behind one of those singers, one of those, you know, amazing vocals that you think about or you dream about, or even better yet, you are just happy and supportive that that person is getting recognized. And I think that's very interesting, and I think it's two-pronged. You're looking at it from two different sides when you see that. You're overlooking the voting process. You're overlooking some of maybe the politics, right? And that's fine, because I think sometimes in life we have to overlook that to genuinely like something. Because I think when we realize all the politics involved, it can make us kind of upset, angry, disconnected, kind of actually more connected, really, right? You begin to see the true fabric. But it's not as fun. And sometimes when we just allow someone's talent to just do something to inspire us, to bring us to tears of joy or tears of sadness or whatever that looks like, it can be very amazing. And I think that's why oftentimes, if you're a person that actually likes these types of awards, you get really wrapped into it and you are cheering for somebody. But I think that's when the artwork or the film or the music stands on its own, not necessarily represented by that person, by the way it makes you feel instead. And I think at that point in time, that's when you really get into the actual awards itself and getting behind someone who's actually winning an award because you are extremely happy that a piece of art is getting through and being accepted by the masses. I think also on the other hand, though, I think what I was talking about is a very altruistic concept, and I like it. I think some of you out there are probably exactly on that level and have been your whole life. And if that's the case, pat yourself on the back. But I think some other people like it because they want to be one of those people involved. Haven't you ever thought about that? Haven't you ever thought that maybe it could be very cool to be getting an award? What about giving an award? You know, it's funny, I always tell everybody that, you know, in my 90s, I'm going to be like Betty White giving out awards at the Academy Awards. I'll be doing the Academy Awards. I will be the host at 90-something years old. Oh, Sonny! It's Ashley Burgess up here. Don't make fun of me, kiddo. I'm going to be giving out the awards tonight. Seriously, I've thought about that for sure. And I think many of us do think about being involved. And I know that's kind of odd that I think about giving out the awards. But I've always seen myself as a host, a comedian of sorts, therapist, obviously, psychologist, but somebody that can really connect. And so I kind of have daydreams of giving out the awards, or at least being the opening act or the host, right, of one of these amazing award ceremonies, particularly the Academy Awards. And I think many of us have had those thoughts and dreams maybe for a long time. Others of you see yourself on the other side getting the award, receiving the award, getting the accolades, getting the praise, getting the claps, being a part of it, getting recognized for what you've created, and feeling that praise and that pat on the back. You know, a lot of us had dreams since we were a young kid to be involved with that, and I think every time you see those shows, the pre-shows, the mid-shows, the post-shows, everything brings those memories back to the forefront of your mind, more solid than ever. Remember the first time you watched your favorite awards ceremony, you sat there as a kid, huh? Remember that? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever go back into your mind share and think about that and how amazing it was to watch it and all the glitz and glam and everybody involved? And it's funny how film and music and everything else is, I don't know if it's come a long way. It's come some way. I think things are kind of circular in logic, meaning that we kind of go up and down and around in a circle. Not that it's better or worse, just it's different. I mean, I think that the 60s were great music. I think the 30s and the 20s were great music. I think there were great films back in the early 50s and 40s and 30s. I do believe that we have better, you know, sci-fi films and better graphics and all that kind of stuff. But real film was about the content and the story. And I always like good content and story. I always like a song that really tells a story that connects to my heart space and makes me feel a good positive way. Makes my heart skip a positive beat. Not in a bad way, not in a regular heartbeat way, but in a nice, comforting, cool, bring back memories as a child way. Or having that first dance with dad or, you know, falling in love. And I think those are the reasons why we watch a lot of these award ceremonies, to be a part of history in the making and to see this and to feel it. And I think that's cool. And I think it's cool to visualize yourself on stage. Why not? Heck, if they can do it, you can do it. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page. Send me an email on a show that you'd like me to do, or if you'd like to meet me in person or to start coaching sessions right now. Stay tuned. Liberty Life Perspectives, it was me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Perspectives is sponsored by Gamefly. Gamefly lets you rent from over 8,000 games and movies with no due dates and no late fees. For a free 30-day trial, including one game rental, visit GameFlyOffer.com/Ashley. So what does it mean by how you feel about the Oscars, the Academy Awards, the Emmys, the Country Music Awards? What does it say about you if you like or dislike or don't care about big televised award events like the Academy Awards? And I wanted to do this show because, one, I've always thought about doing it. Two, I have not ever really heard a show done on this. And three, there's a lot of psychological morsels that you're going to ingest tonight that you're going to dig. Because it's going to say a lot about the people you know. In a good way, because it's funny, because the way we feel about these things directly relate to how we are. And so it's going to have a lot of insight, and you can have a lot of conversation, especially probably if you're taping a show right now or back at the office on and during the week talking with the folks at work, or even your own family, your closest friend, or even your spouse. Because it's funny how you'll have a married couple, one person loves this, one person can't stand it, one person doesn't even want to be in the house while the other person's watching it, whereas you have other couples who have parties for it, huge parties, and other ones who don't even have a TV. So what does it say if you don't like it, if you do like it, and or if you don't care about the award ceremonies like the Academy Awards? You know, right before the break, I was talking about if you liked it. You know, if you liked it, you like participating in stuff that is surrounded by film and art and music, and you like the pomp and circumstance, and you like the people involved, or you want to be one of those people involved. Perhaps you had a dream since you were a kid to be on that stage. Perhaps you can't wait. You're visualizing being on that stage as you watch the show, and it becomes something that's kind of transformed your life since you were a child. And I know there's some of you out there thinking that right now, and that's fine. I mean, it's a big dream, but it can happen. Anything can happen, right? When you put your mind to it, really. Really, you really can. And you take off all the side stuff and you quit thinking about stuff that you don't need to be doing. All of a sudden, life gets a little easier. Because you start focusing on what matters instead of the stuff you can't control or the stuff you shouldn't even be involved in the first place. Okay? Yeah, I've been there before where I got my mind going on so many different things. I mean, I'm surprised I could walk one foot in front of the other. So, on the reverse side, so you got the person that loves the awards, so they just love it. They just love it. We just love Eli. I remember Eli Manning, my godparents used to always say that. We just love Eli. Long story, they went to Ole Miss, and it was a big deal. And Eli Manning was a big guy on campus, man. You know, I thought my godparents' daughter was going to date him. I don't think it ever worked out. But anyway, sidetrack right there. But think about the people that love the award ceremonies, and now let's think about the opposite, the people that don't like it. And you might be one of those people right now saying, you know what, I can't stand that. I can't stand that. I can't stand watching that crap. It's beneath me. I don't want to waste my precious lifetime on this planet watching this any longer than I ever had to. And, you know, there's something to be said about wasting time, okay? I know that for a fact. You know, that's the one thing you can't get back is time. I know. Who knew, right? You can get more money. You can get more clothes. You can get more food. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about, like, starving kids in Africa. But I'm saying for the most part, you can get more stuff, right? But you can't get more time. And it's sad. So where do you spend your time? And some of you are saying, I hate those awards ceremonies so much because they're too darn long. If they could condense them in 55 minutes, I would watch them every year. And so I understand where you're coming from because, you know, the length of time is just too much for you to commit to. I get it. Some of you are the folks that wait till the next day and listen on the news and hear who won the best picture or best recording artist or best new artist or best R&B singer. Or best new country singer. Or best screenplay. Best foreign film. Best short. Yeah, I know. And you wait it out and you check it out. Or you might be one of those more obscure folks that want to look at the obscure awards. So you have to go online and try to figure that out. And, you know, go through the list in the newspaper or what have you. But I get it. It's about the time. What about the fact that you hate this pomp and circumstance? Because some of you out there say, you know what? I live a real life in the real world. I got to get up every morning. I got to go to work. I got to take care of my kids. I got to pay rent or I got to pay my mortgage. I got to pay my car bills. I got to pay my grocery bills. And I don't have time to watch these people with all their money on the red carpet telling me how great they are. And I understand that too because it can be hard to sit there and watch that when you're trying to work a job, take care of a family, do everything you can, keep food on the table, pay all your bills, and you sit there and you go, what the heck? You know? And I understand that. And if that's how you feel, you have all the right to feel that way. And you have all the right. And I can understand why you wouldn't want to watch it because it's like watching the rich and famous for 5 hours, you know? I mean, and if you go to the pre-show, it's like watching the rich and famous for 7.5 hours. And if you go to the station that's actually doing the show that night, I think you can start watching it at the beginning of the morning. I bet you could start watching it the night before if you really wanted to. But anyway, I get it. And that's another reason, too, to say sometimes people say, hey, that's not even in the real world. These people are living in a totally different world on a totally different planet, and that's not something that I can even grasp or wrap my brain around. Also, I think some of you also feel that the most qualified people aren't awarded or even included in these shows. Some of them get dissed, you know, like they don't get anything or they're not awarded. They're not even put on a short list for these awards. There's some folks out there who are insanely talented that never get nominated. You got friends in your community or people you look up to or children even that are like the best singers at church. Maybe they're the best actors in the plays. You know, maybe they can sing amazing or they can play the guitar or whatever, but you never see them in one of these awards. And you say, you know what? People that are real artists, they don't get found. You know, I mean, how do you find them? And so it's a small little group of people that are getting awarded when there's so many people out there who are talented. And I get it. I understand that too. And it's interesting because I feel that there's depth on all sides here. I think there's depth, no matter if you like it or you dislike it or you don't care. There's a deep reason why. There's a deep reason why. Because you have a true dedication to your belief. I think life is interesting. Some of the things that we don't care about that seem kind of nonsense-y are some of the biggest things to analyze. Did you hear what I said? Some of the things that we feel are nonsense-y, especially when we have an emotional anger or resentment to, need to be analyzed because it directly reflects on how we feel as a human being. Because whatever that is going against our core. It's going against the core of who we truly are. And I think to some degree it takes away the innocence or the inspiration And to some degree, it angers us because we want the world to change. Why can't everybody be seen for their talent? I think some of you, too, I know that some of y'all, we have determined that almost everything in this world is rigged. Everything in this world is paid for and rigged. And you know who I'm talking about. You know who you are. You know who you are. You're like, the Academy Awards are rigged. The freaking Emmys are rigged. It's all rigged. It's all a big rigged system. You're the same people that talk about how football in the NFL is rigged. Same people that talk about how the political system is rigged. I'm not here to argue with you one way or another. But if you're one of those people that feel that way, you don't like to watch it because you feel like it's already been determined. And you feel like there's a lot of people that have hands in the cookie jar. And you feel like you're not being told the truth. And you feel like the people that do have the talent are being overlooked because they don't have the connections or all the money, or from the family that they need to be, or connected to the production company that made this happen, and all this stuff. And I get it. I understand. But that could be one reason why you dislike it. And there's other reasons, and the list goes on, and I'll be talking about that when I return. But it's interesting how we can like something or dislike something based on various different values in our life. But when you really think about it and you go into your core and into your heart of hearts, you realize that in order to really feel this way, you have to be being authentic to some degree about something. And that says something about you. I mean, you can love film and stuff and hate the Academy Awards, right? But that might be because you love independent films and you like people being able to do what they do instead of big budget films. And there's a lot of things behind that. Check out the show on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and Live Your True Life Perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. spaces, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Perspectives is sponsored by Gamefly. Gamefly has over 8,000 newly released and classic games available for rent for one low monthly fee. As a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console and handheld games as you want, and you get them delivered right to your mailbox. Games are actually shipped to arrive on actual game release dates. There's no standing outside and no waiting for a midnight release. You can rent classics or newly released games, and if you love the games and you don't want to send them back, you can keep them at a heavily discounted rate. Gamefly will also send the original game case and manual at no extra fee. One disc plan is $15.95 and two disc plans is $22.95. There's never any contracts, due dates, or late fees. Instead of buying 2 to 3 games per year, sign up for a year's worth of Gamefly and rent as many games as you want. Gamefly also offers Blu-ray and DVD movies. Visit GameflyOffer.com/Ashley to sign up for a premium 30-day trial, including one free game rental. Once again, that's GameflyOffer.com/Ashley. Tonight I've been talking about awards ceremonies, big-time award ceremonies that are broadcast on national TV. What does it say about you if you like, you dislike, or you don't care about big award events like the Academy Awards or the Oscars, the Emmys, all that kind of stuff? What does it say about you? And I think this is interesting. I've never thought about doing a show like this until recently, but I think it's needed because what it says about us is about deep stuff. It's not just general, oh, who cares, you know, it's no big deal. It's actually deep-seated feelings and emotional feelings that we've had for a long time, based on our theories, our thoughts, and our values, and it directly relates to how we feel about these award ceremonies. And I find it extremely interesting. And so right before the break, I was talking about what happens if you dislike these events. And I talked about how you probably don't like the pomp and circumstance, or instead you might feel that the most qualified people aren't there. You might even feel like it's rigged. I know some of you out there think that everything's rigged. And besides the political system and the NFL and the NBA and, you know, FIFA and this too. And I'm not making fun of that. I'm saying that some of you think it is and you don't have any time for it. Some of you just think it's too long. This is too long of an event. If this is condensed into 50 minutes or if I can find out who won the next day, that would be great too. You know, I think sometimes we feel, too, that the people that should win were overlooked or just weren't on the right side of the political deal, you know, as far as politics are in everything, you know, politics in the office, everything. We all deal with politics, and sometimes we see that rear its ugly head on national TV at these award ceremonies. Some of you might actually think that it's a real waste of time and all about propaganda. And I think at that point, you sit there and you're probably one of those people that don't like watching TV. I mean, that's okay. A lot of you out there are like, man, I don't even like watching TV because I'm wondering what I'm going to get sold or who's trying to sell me one thing or who's trying to make me feel a certain way or who's going to give some sort of political, you know, comment when they're getting their award or whatever it is that's going to give me a bad taste in my mouth. And I get you. I understand. You might be somebody that prefers to watch the Science Channel. Maybe you don't like to watch TV at all. Maybe you like documentaries or like to see how things are made or the History Channel or history in the process. And I totally love that type of content. Some of you just don't like this type of content because it doesn't relate to you. And I find it interesting though, about the concept of dislike. Because in order to really dislike something, you got to have some emotional connection to it somehow. Right? It's kind of like the concept when you hear someone talk about, I just hate that person. And I do not like using the word hate. But in order to hate somebody, you had to have had some sort of deep feelings for that person prior to the hatred. I feel like hate is love, but it's been turned around. It's been augmented. It's been abused. And I think that that's when you hate something. When you dislike something with a passion, that means that you are passionate about it to some degree, or you have passion or passionate emotions about that. And I think that's very interesting. Because if you really hate or dislike or can't stand these award ceremonies, ask yourself why. And it's okay to. You might feel like it's a big waste of time and all you're doing is wasting your precious moments here on Earth to watch other people get an award that you're probably not going to get. And I'm not being a jerk off about you not getting the award. I'm just saying you might actually be an electrical engineer that has no want or desire to be a filmmaker. And so the idea of watching the Academy Awards really doesn't matter. It doesn't impress you. It doesn't do anything for you. And besides that, it kind of just makes you feel like you have no idea what you're doing with your time. I also think that people who don't like these types of award ceremonies don't like rules. You heard me. You don't like rules. You've always hated the rules. You've always hated with dealing with rules. And you think that rules are for somebody else. The rules are for somebody else. And you hate the rules, you hate the establishment, and you hate the BS, and you have a high BS meter when it comes to BS. So think about that. You don't like the rules. You hate the rules. You hate when you have to live by the rules. You think the rules suck. Anytime that something is talking about the rules, you sit there and you go, my God, here we go about the rules again. I mean, my gosh. And you see these shows as being part of the establishment. And who makes the rules? The establishment makes the rules. And so then you get kind of angry about it and you can see through the BS and you go, this is all BS. Why am I giving my time and effort into this sponsored show that's all BS and faction to make me feel a certain way or buy a certain product or believe a certain ideology or whatever that is? And so for that matter, you have and want nothing to do with this. And I get it. You're also one of those people that thought about getting rid of your TV all the way, except for you still have the addiction to sports. Or there's that one show you like. Or the fact that you go, my God, I'm going to be the only person in my building that doesn't have DirecTV. What's going to happen if something bad happens? I mean, you're also the same people that might have actually looked at your bill recently and said, you know, I could save like $3,000 a year if I didn't have this type of TV setup. It's funny how life is, isn't it? It's truly funny how life is. But when you don't want to live by the rules and you don't care about the rules and you hate them and you don't want the establishment, you're not going to watch this. And it goes a lot deeper than that, too. Think about how it infiltrates every area of your life. Think about that. You're not a big fan of award ceremonies because you usually feel that the person that should win is not even discovered, doesn't even come in, you know, in the top 50, or is going to be, you know, snubbed anyway. You also feel that there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of gifts to give, and you kind of feel like this is a small little group. And I understand that too. So where do you stand? Because I think the next question I want to talk about, the next thought that I want to bring up are the folks that don't care. Because the folks that don't care are in a totally different thought pattern than the folks that like it and the folks that don't. And if you think about life, this is kind of across all lines. We have things that we love, things that we hate, and things that we don't care about. We don't have time to think about. We don't have time to put any thought process into it, or we just don't want to spend the time putting thought process into it because we don't have time. We don't care. I mean, I got stuff that comes across my desk all the time that I literally look at and say, if I cared at all, I would do something. But it just doesn't matter. I'm not out there saving lives when I deal with this. I'm not changing the world when I deal with this. I'm going to let this slide. I'm going to go on with something that matters to other people, and something that I can do what's right for society. You know, I think it's interesting, too. I think these award ceremonies, you know, bring out the best and the worst in us. And, I you know, when I was a little kid, I don't think I ever watched it. I think I talked over them all the time. I wonder why. Yeah, I always had this thing for talking, I guess. But, you know, I don't think I ever really watched them. And I know my parents had some of the parties for some of these events on TV. You know, they'd have it or have friends over or what have you. And it was kind of cute. But I think these events have gotten longer and longer and longer over a period of time. And I remember, I think the TV would just cut them off before, but I don't think that's the case anymore. And I think that's kind of interesting. The sad thing is that you'll have one speech that's really profound, but in the middle of the profound speech, somebody's going to get cut off as well. You know, I think that's interesting, too. When I return, I'll be talking about the people that don't care, and better yet, what this all means, because it's interesting, because we're all human and unique, and we see things in a certain way, and they directly correlate with our values and how we see the world. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Yeah, I'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Literature Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I've been talking about what it means and what it says about you to either like, to dislike, or to not care one bit about the big award events like the Academy Awards that are televised on TV, and what that really means about you, about how you feel about it. And I know that might sound, well, Ashley, that seems kind of different for you to be talking about this on your show. But is it really? Because isn't life all about perspectives and how we perceive certain things, whether good or bad, happy or sad, right or wrong, true or untrue, authentic or not so real? What does that mean? But better yet, isn't it interesting how we feel about certain things like this? And it says a lot about how we feel. It says a lot about what we think. It says a lot about our values. Not good and bad, just the way we feel. And it's these things that are not like life or death that kind of begin to show you how you really feel about things in this world. The outside stuff going on. I mean, like, some of you have your own feelings, emotions about social media. You love Facebook, you hate Facebook. Some of you don't give a crap. You really just don't. And it's interesting because I feel that when you do like something, you like it for certain reasons. There's certain things about it that it either validates or makes you feel or makes you ponder or you like, and or you can get behind, or you can really kind of fall into in a good way. And it's just kind of interesting. And I think you can visualize yourself being there or being a part of it, or, you know, you feel involved. And I think on the other side, though, when you dislike something, you just don't feel like you're part of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know in my life, when I don't feel like I'm a part of something, I don't really necessarily want to be there. And I've worked the last few years to understand that. Now I work toward it, and I realize the more I put myself into a situation, the more I get out of it, right? But, you know, when you're looking at something from the sidelines on TV or something, it's kind of hard to really get involved. And I think some of us can let that go and kind of be part of that whole emotion and that crowd. It's very interesting. I find it interesting when you think about going to a film premiere. Okay? You go to a film premiere, and the film itself might not be that great. Okay? And I'm not putting down any film. I'm just saying the film itself might not be great. But when you went to the film premiere and you met the producer and the director and the writer and the artist and the folks that were in it, all of a sudden, the film got good. And how many times did you tell your friends, oh, my God, did you see that film? Oh, my God, it was the most amazing film ever. It was the best darn script I've ever seen. It really spoke to me, man. It really spoke to me. But had you not been at the premiere, talking to the director and the producer and the actors and actresses, you probably wouldn't have felt that way. Because you're not a part of it. And I think that's what's interesting about our lives today. And I think that's what's interesting about where we want to be, is that we don't want to be isolated anymore. You know, recently the Surgeon General was asked a question. They asked him, the Surgeon General in the United States, what's the biggest killer of people in the United States right now? And for years, I think most of you know that it was cancer. Cancer was it. I think heart disease was before that. You know, in the 80s, you know, there was AIDS. There was all kinds of things like that. But now, he said, what is the main killer? Loneliness. People are truly lonely. Social media is making us even more lonely because we are addicted to a machine. We're talking to, we're texting and Facebooking and all this stuff, and there's nobody there. And I think more than anything, we need camaraderie now. And I don't know if these shows make you feel like you have it or not, but I think that's part of it too, is that some of you that like it makes it feel like you're part of it. And some of you who don't like it, you don't feel like it. You're not part of it. And for you that don't care, I think it's a form of dislike with less emotion. You just dislike it. It's not your favorite. It's not something you're into. But you still dislike it. It's just less emotion. Not like you hate it or anything. And I think also you don't really think that much about it. Because it doesn't have a lot to do with your own life. And in that sense, it's true. Think about it. What's the biggest award that you want in this life? What is your big payoff? What is the big thing that says, hey, I won. I did it. I got the gold medal. I got the Academy Award of my life. What is it that says that to you? Have you thought about it? Well, I think you should begin to think about it. Don't you? Yeah. I know, it's kind of an interesting thought, right? You didn't really think about that before. Oh my God, I didn't even know that was an option. Ashley's enlightening my brain. I mean, some of the big awards for people is the Golden Globes, the Academy Awards, the Emmy, whatever. Some of you just want a happy marriage. You want to get married to who you want to get married to, and you want to love each other forever, and you want that to be the one and only time you get married. And that, to you, is your Academy Award. Some of you out there want to have beautiful children, amazing inside-out children that you can love and care about, and they have great lives, and they're healthy, and they're happy, and they're born with five, you know, with 10 fingers and 10 toes, and everything's okay. And that, to you, is your Golden Globe. You know, maybe to you, having that career that really just connects with you and makes you realize, man, I am something. I can do this, and I believe in myself. Personal belief, having that self-esteem and realizing, you know what, I am good stuff. I do amount to a lot. No matter what I was told or anything like that in my past, I have overcome that and succeeded. That could be your Grammy. I mean, life is like that. And you know, that's not to be said that some of you out there aren't going to win a Golden Globe, a Grammy, an Oscar, an Emmy. You could tomorrow. But I'm saying, in your immediate future right now, what is that award for you? Begin to surround yourself with realizing that, because that is life-changing. That's the end-all, be-all right there. And I think my biggest award in life, if you want to know a little bit more about me, is, you know, I've realized how to love myself honestly. And how to believe in myself. And that honest radiation of love radiates to the people around me. And they can feel it too. And it's a different feeling. And it kind of comes from somewhere. You're like, cool breeze, huh? But it took me a long time to get there. But once I got there, I realized, wow, this is awesome. And that's an award to me. And if I can live that way for the rest of my life, I will have won a million Academy Awards. So I ask you to focus on the award that matters to you. Put that into your viewpoint, into your vision, and make it happen. Live your true life perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.